Today, we're looking at Haggai 2, verses 1 to 9. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts, according to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit remains in your midst. Fear not. For thus says the Lord of hosts, Yet once more, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. Getting right into this passage, from verse 1 here, we are in the seventh month on the 21st day. In Haggai 1, we are in the sixth month on the first day and then the 24th day. So this is still the second month after God initially speaks through Haggai to tell the Israelites to rebuild the temple. We see in verse 2, once again, that God is talking to the leaders of the people, Zerubbabel, the governor, and Joshua, the high priest, as well as the people, the remnant. What does God say? First, he addresses the fact that there was discouragement in building the temple so far. Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? The people who remembered the previous temple, the one King Solomon built, would have recalled how grand that building was. Israel was one of the wealthiest nations at that time, and other books in the Old Testament listed out the crazy amounts of resources and labor that went into that temple. And now, it was the remnant rebuilding the temple after it was destroyed by the Babylonians. This new temple, especially in its early stages of rebuilding, must have felt like a shadow of the previous one. That's why God asks, Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Isn't that how the people viewed it? But then comes the encouragement in verses 4 and 5. Three times God speaks through Haggai, Be strong. Be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Joshua. Be strong, all you people of the land. And twice, God reassures them of his presence. Work, for I am with you, and my spirit remains in your midst. Like yesterday's passage, God says, I am with you. And God reminds them of the covenant too. He says that he is still with them, just like he promised in his covenant. Having finished Micah last week, as well as part of Haggai 1 on Monday and Tuesday, we read many times of how the Israelites broke the covenant and their disobedience caused their exile. Yet, God says, I am still with you. Even though it feels like you cannot see my glory right now and you are discouraged and you don't deserve it, God says, I am with you. So keep building this temple. Fear not. For the leaders and the people, that must have been extremely comforting. Moving on in verses 6 and 7, God promises to shake the heavens and earth one more time. He'll shake all the nations so that the treasures will flow into the temple. When I read about God shaking the earth and the nations, I picture an earthquake and things being rearranged. The people of Israel, who probably feel super humbled and very weak at this point, can look forward to the shaking by God. God promises to fill the house with glory. And in the last verse for today, verse 9, God promises a greater glory that surpasses the former, along with peace. Just like we discussed with the book of Micah, we see that for many of these promises, there is a fulfillment in the near term, and also a fulfillment that hasn't fully happened yet. For the near term, the Israelites did experience some peace. They were able to finish rebuilding the temple, and the second temple physically lasted longer than the first. One could say that the latter glory in verse 9 that was greater than the former was Jesus, since he set foot in this second temple. In the Gospels, he taught there and drove out the money changers, if you remember. In that sense, the greatest glory ever walked in the temple, and of course Jesus' life made a way for all the nations to come to God. At the same time, though, we can also consider that these promises will be fulfilled completely when Jesus comes a second time. God will shake the earth once again. It's a promise made in Hebrews in the New Testament too. And when Jesus returns, he will bring everlasting peace for all nations. Without going into too much detail, Revelation 21 promises the temple in New Jerusalem will be God himself, will be the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. All this to say, the promises of peace and glory were seen in the rebuilding of the second temple, but this passage leaves us looking for more in the future. As we consider these promises here, let's reflect on God's presence with us today and what will come later on. First, let's think about God's presence with us today. Just like he instructed the leaders and the people to keep working because he is with them, we are called to be steadfast too in what we do because he is with us also. We may be discouraged or feel like we don't see his glory, or sometimes we'll feel like we don't deserve it, but the truth is that God's Spirit is within us. And in the midst of all the challenges facing our world today, we can be steadfast. We can be strengthened by his presence with us. And secondly, let's be reminded from this passage that there is a greater peace that we are looking forward to. As I mentioned, in Hebrews 12 in the New Testament, God says, "Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens." This is a reminder that we are living in a world that will not last as we see it now. For all the changes everybody has felt in the past half year, it's just a glimpse of the shaking that's to come. So let's consider our current situations in light of this promise of God's shaking. Let's pray that we can hold loosely the things that are temporary and be steadfast for how God has called us to live in light of eternity. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage in Haggai, and God, I pray that we'll be able to reflect on the truths that are still true for us today. God, that we can work because you are with us. We can be strengthened because you are with us. God, for those of us who feel like you aren't present or that we haven't really experienced you lately, God, I pray that you would help us to know your closeness and experience it from the deepest parts of ourselves. And Lord, I also pray that we could see and we can know that you are going to shake the earth once again. God, help us not to get comfortable or think that this is the way that things will always be, but God, help us to look forward to the day where you will bring true lasting peace for your people. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.